The start of the school year is always a bit rocky, but this year has been a particularly bumpy ride for buses in Queens. WNYC's Bina Shamed reports from a bus stop in Astoria.
The bus was hours late to pick up Lily Giese on her first day of fifth grade at Louis Armstrong Middle School in East Elmhurst. But the second day was even worse.
The bus driver was like, when he closed the door, he said, "Does anyone know where to go?"
It was the same story with a different driver on the way home the next day. Lily says the driver made several wrong turns and an eighth grader stepped in with directions.
I was just scared that we wouldn't see our parents because I was like desperately wanting to get home.
That you would like be on the bus forever.
Yeah, but when we got home, we got popsicles.
Her friend, Elizabeth Lorme, says they were more than an hour late.
It was so hot. The bus had no AC, so it was torture.
It's been torturous for parents to not know where their kids are. A city hotline for bus issues has received more than 82,000 calls since school started, 14,000 more than this time last year. A Department of Education spokesperson says the agency is reviewing complaints. A lot of them zero in on one company in particular, Grandpa's Bus Company. Four of Grandpa's routes were reassigned this week after its buses showed up late or didn't show up at all. A spokesperson for the company says the new routes it was assigned to in Western Queens are long and complicated, and it's taking action against drivers who have violated protocol. City Controller Scott Stringer says his family has seen the problems firsthand.
My first grader was on his way to catch a school bus, and the school bus never came.
Stringer has sent a letter to school's chancellor, Richard Carranza, asking him why buses have been particularly unreliable this year. Stringer says the issue could result in an audit of the Department of Education's bus contracts. Bina Shahmid, WNYC News.